Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ethan.
And Asha.
With your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a Gold Coast teen has been arrested with the alleged theft of a luxury vehicle containing an elderly dachshund in Wurundjeri Shopping Centre late Wednesday afternoon. Police allege the owner of the Mercedes-Benz left the car unlocked at a near standby with Bailey, his 12-year-old dachshund, inside, when it was promptly stolen and driven away by the teen suspect. The car's owner is said to have borrowed a nearby vehicle and ensued a solo car chase where he was able to temporarily halt the alleged, causing a minor collision with his own stolen car. Eventually, the suspect was able to escape and continued his joyride before tyre sparks were successfully deployed by police and the hours-long chase was brought to an end around 11 p.m. that night. It is alleged that in the early hours of his pursuit, the suspect dropped Bailey at Robina train station where residents located and took the elderly pup to a nearby vet. Bailey and his owner have since been successfully reunited and no one has sustained any injuries.
In other local news, rural areas across two-thirds of Australia's north are currently relying on a 27-year-old satellite supposed to be successfully detecting fires in the late morning. However, over the bushfire season, Northern Australian Fire Information Service Manager Peter Jacklin has brought forward the information that the satellite Terra from 1999 is dying. With these networks being the only option for detecting and recording fires in order to manage them, one of the main tools being unreliable is leaving rural landowners worried for the future of fire prevention. A Queensland grazier, Cameron Tickle, has stated that there were several undetected fires over the summer. In one case, he and his neighbour battled a fire for 6 to 8 hours. Mr. Tickle also stated it was recorded on the NFAI website. Mr. Jacklin discussed that whilst there is a replacement satellite being constructed by the European Space Agency, it is not likely a hotspot assisting rural occupants will appear before the middle of the year.
In national news, Australian leading Indigenous dance company, the Bangara Dance Theatre, has won the Golden Lion Dance Award. This award was first given out in 1955 and is considered a prestigious award, given for a lifetime achievement in dance, and will be presented in July at the international festival, Venice Danza. The director of Venice Danza, Wayne McGregor, states that the Bangara as a company has caused a seismic shift in our understanding of dance and the cultural context in which it is performed.
In more national news, fatalities on Australian roads are rising, with 1,300 people passing last year and the current toll of this year not seeming to show improvement. These figures including a rise in pedestrian and cyclist death, with lowered speed limits, speed cameras and wombat crossings showing strong signs of lowering fatal cases. Chief Executive Esan Vizadi calls for more implementation of these preventative measures. Alongside him, Peter Khoury, National Roads and Motorists Association spokesman, calls for more thorough investigations into every possible contributing factor into each one, adding more detail in this statement. If the solution was, let's just cut speed limits everywhere and put up cameras, then that's what we should do. But we've seen jurisdictions try that. It hasn't worked. And so that is a frustrating thing for policymakers and for any organisation that is interested in road safety. What that means is we need to do more of everything and particularly focus on the things that we know work.
In international news, Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor, formerly Prince Andrew Duke of York, has returned his royal order bestowed upon him by the Kingdom of Norway. The order, called the Order of St. Olav, was given to the disgraced royal almost 40 years ago in recognition of a distinguished service towards the Norwegian crown. The honour was returned the same day he was arrested, however, the Norwegian royal palace has declined to comment as to why it was returned, but many have suspected that this was due to the links with the former prince that the former prince had with child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Norway's royal family is also facing scrutiny due to ties with Epstein, as Crown Princess Miette Maart appeared in the recent released Epstein files over 1,000 times, sparking debate of the future and stability of the Norwegian monarchy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy and it is currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is 11.4, predicted to reach 12.1, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Friday Neon, Kinky Kitty Cat.